Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Hilchos Mikvayos, the laws of the gathered waters in the Sefer Tahara, the Book of Purity, which is the eighth of the final halachas in the Sefer of Tahara, which the Rambam says in Mitzvah Aseh Achas, it's one positive commandment, v'hiyan, that is, she'yitpul kol tomei b'mei mikvah, that anything that is richly impure should be immersed in the gathered waters, v'achkach yitter, and then it should be purified, u'ber mitzvah, and the explanation of this mitzvah is b'prokim elu, are in these chapters, where there are 11 chapters, the first three discussed regarding that of immersion, and the chatzitza, that which is the interposition. Perek Dal Teches discusses the validity of the mikvah, prokim test to yud discussed different levels, and the doubts relating to the mikvah, and Perek Gedal discusses the purification of one's hands. And with that, we begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter, which discusses that there is a path for those that are impure to become elevated from their tumah, and that is through the mikvah. As Rama gives halacha alf regarding that of whether it be a person or vessels, there's a purification through tevila. Kol tameim, all those that are ritually impure, bein adam, bein kelim, whether people, whether vessels, which is excluding that of food items, which cannot be purified at all. But regarding these, bein shenitmu tuma chamura shel tayr, whether it became tummy through a severe tuma, a biblical law, bein shenitmu betuma shel devarim, whether it became tummy from just rabbinic law, elam tahara, there's no purification, ela betvilo b'mayim hanikvim bakarka, only with immersion in water that's gathered in the ground. And that's what the word mikvah comes from, that is gathered. Halacha beis, kol mokom shenema b'tayr. Now, wherever it says in the Torah, rechitzes basar, washing one's flesh, rechibes begodim, washing, laundering one's garments, min hatumah, from the impurity. En ela tefilas kol haguf b'mikvah. That refers to the immersion of the entire body in the mikvah. Possession, and this is what it says in the pasuk Yikra, bazav, it says regarding the one who has a tumah bazav, v'yodav l'shotav b'mayim, he's impure because his hands, he didn't wash in water. What it means to say is, it actually means that he has to immerse his whole body. The reason why it mentions the hands, as we'll see later on, Halacha Yod, it's just alluding to, just like the hands are revealed, so too all that which is revealed has to be washed, but it's the entire body that has to be washed. It's not only regarding the Zab, but all of those who are Tamei. If the entirety is immersed, except the tip of the little finger, he's still in his impurity. Now, all these words, though they are from tradition, from the oral law, but there is an allusion, it says in the Pasuk, that in water he'll come, and he'll be tummy till the evening, and then he'll become tar. So that's a binyan av l'chol tameim, that's a building block, which is one of the 13 principles, hermeneutic principles that one could learn out from one source, l'chol tameim, which applies to all those who are tummy, sheyavoye b'mayim, that they should come in water, that's the halach of the mikvah, to then become purified. Halacha Gimel. Now, kol hakelim shenitmu, all vessels that became tameh, yesh lem tahara b'mikvah, they have a purification in the mikvah. Chutz, except for mikli charis, earthenware vessels, the klei zchuch is glassware. B'china map, it's so to a reed map, a mat, as the Rambam explains. Klei charis, because regarding earthenware vessels, it says in the pasuk, v'oisayzish bayru, that you're going to have to break. Which v'ein l'tada l'shvira, the only way to purify it, in contrast all those over there that it's mentioned there in the Torah, that you could purify it somehow, here the only purification is by breaking it. And that's a fila chibur b'karka, even though it's attached to the ground, v'fila kavoy b'masma, even if you connect it with nails, v'fila malo'u sidur gipsis, even if you fill it up with lime or gypsum, hareu kumay shahay, it still remain as it was, there's no way of nullifying it any other way, ad she yishav until you break it. And a klei zchuch is regarding glassware, ki klicheres asam b'davar zeh, the sages made it like earthenware regarding this element, because since the way you make glass is from sand like earthenware, so the Rabbanan made it in regards to this halacha like earthenware. Halacha dal nahamapa, it's regarding the reed map, the mat, einoi b'chlal hakelim hamakabim shor kol tumas. Now, it's really not in the category of all the other vessels that are receptive to all the types of tumah, except for tumas medrash, as we can explain. And the reason that is levishei nikli kibla, it's a mat. And therefore, it's not receptive, so it's not a vessel. So, einam achlal kliyeh, it's a murim batar, so it's not included in the wooden vessels that are mentioned in the Torah. So, though it's reeds, but which is like wood, but since kliyeh are compared in the pasuk to sack, to a sackcloth that has a receptacle, so to wooden vessels only mekabel tumah if they're receptacle, which is not the case by a mat. But since it's fit for laying down, so nisraba l'tumas midras bilvad. So it was included specifically only for the tumah of medras, because the pasuk says in Yikra, any bedding asher yishkav alav yitma, which what's any bedding, comes to include even flat wooden vessels which are designated for laying, that it will have the tumas of medras din tayra from biblical law, meaning could actually, regarding rabbinic law, it actually will have tumah of even other tumas like tumas mes, because of the dictum that the Rambam says in Hilchos Kehilim Perek Chav Gimel, that whatever has tumas medrash will have tumas mes. But regarding biblical law, it's only included for the tumah of medrash. Now, bekevin she'en lo tumah b'tar b'fesh, now since it doesn't mention the Torah explicitly, its impurity and its purity, and it's just that the shabbat of tumah is just being included for the laws of tumah, as we just mentioned from a Reba of a pasuk. So lo yisrab l'tar b'mikveh, it was never included to be purified in the mikveh. Shame is tar b'mikveh, because the only thing that can be purified in the mikveh is elakim amam ratur, only the vessel that mentioned the Torah, which the mat, the reed mat, is not mentioned, is only from a ribi from tumas medrash. And therefore, ve'en l'mapetz tahara, there is no purity for the reed mat, elakriyase, until you tear it at sheyishor pachas meshisha al sheyishat tvacham, until that there's not left an area of 6x6 handbreadth, which is the measurement for its tumah. When it's less than that, that's the only way of purifying it. Halacha hey, so those are the three vessels that we said don't have tar in the mikvah. Halacha hey, azav ein lo tar lebemayin. Azav, which he has a certain emission coming out of his male organ, he does not have tar lebemayin, only in a spring. Because it says regarding him bemayim chayim, living waters, which what a spring is, the water is coming from itself, not gathered water like by a pit. Avlazava, but regarding which is the female version, which is actually types of blood that comes out of from the woman, ushartim, or and all of the tumas, benodim and kalim, whether people or vessels, tevim afa mikvah, they could immerse themselves even in gathered waters, which is the halachas that we're discussing. Mikvahs doesn't have to be live waters. Now, halachavav continues regarding with the timing of the tefillah. Kol chayiv tefillahs, all those who are obligated in immersion, tefillahs bayim, their tefillah is by daytime, in the last day of their tumah, they're not allowed to table the night before, even though usually in halacha the night is part of the following day. And also, what it's teaching is that they don't have to wait till the tumah is over, which is only by sundown. They could table even before that during the daytime. Now, chutz may need to be led. There are two exceptions, which are the menstruating woman and the woman gave birth. Shetvilas and balayla, that their immersion is at nighttime, like we explain in the halachas of Nida and Sefer Kedushin, halachas of Isur Bira, Perek Da Halacha Vav. Obalkeri, someone that has a seminal emission, Taivo Hailach Kaliam Kula, he could go and immerse himself an entire day, even mitchilas alayla, from the beginning of the night, which is, let's say he had it when it just became nighttime, he could tevel already then. Kashnema, the way the Ram learns the Pasuk in the Varam, Bahayulif Nais Erev, that it was towards evening time, Yirchas Bamayim, he could immerse himself in water. Malamatis comes to teach us, Shatevo Hailach Mitchilas alayla, he could ready, when it's evening time, you could immerse yourself from the beginning of the night time, Al Harab Shemesh, until sundown, and then by sundown, he'll be pure. Lacha Zayin tells us the way of immersing. Kala Taivel, whoever immerses, Tzarch Sheitbol Kol Gufay, he has to immerse his whole body, Kishu Arim, when it's undressed, Bevasachas, at the same time. Now, Vimhoya Baal Seir, now, if let's say he was a very hairy person, Yatbol Kol Sar Reishai, he has to immerse all the hairs in his body, and again, this has to be simultaneous, but a Kogufay Dinter, and biblically, it has the Aloha like his body. Vecholat Meim Shenitbol Bebegdem, and all those who are impure that immerse with their clothing, also, tefillah, the immersion works. Because the water gets to them through their clothing and it doesn't interpose. And so too, a menstruating woman, if she immersed with her garments, with tesla bala, she's permitted to her husband. Halacha ches. Kol ha'tevel, whoever immerses, tzarchlis kavan letefillah. They have to have intent for it to be immersion. Vimlis kavan, but if they did not have intent, also letefillah chulin. So the immersion will work for chulin, for unconsecrated foods, which for that the purity is okay, which doesn't need it, but some people do it that for their chulin. And the truth is, I feel a need the shetavel abalei kavana. Even a menstruating woman that she immersed without intent, let's say she fell into the water, or she just went to cool herself off, hadizim teres labala. Regarding that halacha, there's two halachas regarding need the iser and tara. So for her husband, she's going to be permitted. Avla truma lekadshim, but regarding eating truma and vakadshim in the Torah, atcha titvul b'kavan, that she's not going to be considered purified until she immersed consciously with the intent of purifying herself. Now, halacha tes, related, ha'kaifes yodav ragel, but someone bends his hands and his feet, v'yoshal b'amas ha'mayim, and he sits in the canal of water, so im nichnesu ma'im derech kule, if the water could get entirely to him, so Torah, it's going to be pure. Ha'kaifes otecha mikvah, now, if someone jumps into the mikvah, harizim ha'gunna, that's disgraceful. And v'atevu p'mayim ha'mikvah, if he immerses two times in the mikvah, also harizim ha'gunna, it's also disgraceful. V'ayim ha'chaveh, if someone says to his friend, k'voy shiotcha, alai b'mikvah, press your hand down on me in the mikvah, harizim ha'gunna, that's also disgraceful. Where some of these have the element of, where it looks like as if he's just doing it to cool off, when he tells his friend, press your hand down, where it looks like he's playing around. And again, like we said, that in the previous halacha that for Truma Kachim one has to have intent, and therefore, if this person is going to subsequently engage a Truma Kachim, people are going to say, oh, Tevil doesn't need a Kavani, he was just fooling around in the pool, and it might cause a stumbling block. Therefore, it's considered Magunam to act that way in the mikvah. Halacha Yud. Beis HaSesarim, which are the areas in the body that are not revealed when the person is in a natural state. They're concealed areas in the person's body. Uveis HaKmotim, and folds in the person's body, where sometimes the skin hangs over, and it's a fold. So the areas over there, Inam Tzrichim Sheibayi B'Mamayim, the water does not actually have to come into those areas. Krishna says in the Pasuk, Meyikra B'Yad B'Lishat B'Mayim, as we mentioned this earlier, that it says that his hands he didn't wash in water, which, although we said the whole body has to go, not just the hands, it's Eivarim HaNirim B'Vad, like hands which are visible, only limbs that are visible have to be immersed in the water. But, a big caveat, even so, but it has to be that it's feasible that water could get in there, and that is that nothing should be in the way, interposing. The Chacham David the Sage said, a person should always teach inside his house, that a woman should wash between the folds in her flesh with water. And only then she should immerse, so that the waters could technically get over there. There's nothing in the way of them. Moreover, a woman should immerse in the way of her natural state when she's koyreges, like she's weaving, when she's nursing her child. That's a position that would be the natural state, that whatever the water could get to in that place, that's considered the revealed parts of her body. Halacha Yud Aleph, Isha ina tevelis banomil. A woman cannot immerse herself by the port, by the harbor, where that's where the ships come. And they should miss by Yeshua. And they hear, because she's embarrassed of the people of the city who come over there by where the port is. And she's not going to immerse herself appropriately. But v'mhikav l'mapitz, but let's say she was surrounded with mats, okay, things like that, let's not, to make it discreet, then tevel's banamal, then she could even immerse herself by the harbor. V'loy titbal gabi klicheres, but she should not immerse herself over earthen, on top of, standing on top of earthenware vessels, like sal or basket, or kiyotzim, and things like that, because she's afraid she might fall, and she's not going to really do a good tefillah, and I'm going to have to make sure the whole body is underwater at the same time. Halachi Beis continues with halach of chatzitza, of interposition. So, echad adam o ikelim, whether a person or vessels, there can't be anything in between them and the waters. And if there was something between them and the waters, let's say there was dough, or tit, mudbuk, abasar adam, or mud that was stuck on the person's skin, or on the body of the vessel, so the vessel remains tummy as it was, and the immersion is not effective. Now, the Torah, biblical law is as follows. If the thing that was in the position was chayfe esreva adam, or reva keli was covering the majority of the person's body, or majority of the vessel, lo oslam tefillah, the immersion is not going to work over there. But who only providing shiak b'dalav? If it was particular, it would bother the person that is there, but it's lavir and they want to remove it. So if you have roiv and makbid, then biblical law holds its chatzitza. Avol bad imein makbid alav, but let the person not particular about it. But leisam oisa alev, and he didn't pay attention. Bein lava, bein lava, whether it's taken off, not taken off. In the chaitz, not in the position. Avol beishal chayvus ruba, even though it covers a majority. V'chein so too im hayu chayvim yuter. Let's say it was only covering a minority. In a chetz, it's not in the position of bishul makbirlab, even though the person's bothered by it, because only minority has to have two things for biblical law. But medivri seifrim, it's enough for one to be a problem. Shakaldava chetz is anything that's in the position of hayy makbirlab, if he would be particular about it. Loy also like tefila, the immersion would not be effective. Av bishul al miyuta, even though it's on the minority, because gzei mishum rubay. We're concerned if we let you do it when you're particular about it, when it's minority, you might have to do it when it's the majority, which would be biblically a problem. And so to b'chol davar chaytis, anything that's in the position of hayy chayves rubay, if it covers the majority, lo osle tefillah, the immersion is not going to be effective. Ava bisha in the makbar lab, even if he's not particular about it. Why? Gzei mishum rubay hamakbar lab. Because if we can let you use the majority that you're not particular, you might come to do the majority which you are particular, which would be chatzitza. So nemtzei sa'imers, it comes out that you say shem hoya basar ha'adam, that if it was on the flesh of a person's body, al gufa kli, on the body of the vessel, davam edvar machaytzim, things that which are things that are interpositioning, interposing, kagoyin batzik, like dough, bezefes, and tar, b'kizbim, things like that. I feel a tipa kachardl, even a drop like a mustard seed. But the humakbar love is particular about it, it bothers him, lois l'tvila, and immersion is not going to work. As I said, we were geyser on mi'ute hamakbid because of rubi hamakbid. Now, the humakbar love, but if it's not particular about it, and it's only a minority, then also l'tvila, then you have two things working in the favor. Then the immersion is going to be effective, Unless it was covering the majority of the vessel, majority of the person, like we explained, then you have the rubai she'inu makbid, but were geizer because of rubai hamakbid. So as either one of them, they were geizer, because both would be there, right? So one is going to be Rabban, but if you have none of them, then there's no problem.